The Homecoming by Kathy Kelly. Read by Bridget Forsyth. Chapter 1. New Year. It didn't take long for Eleanor Levine to unpack her things in the apartment in Golden Square. She'd brought just two suitcases on the flight from New York to Dublin. For a simple holiday, two suitcases would probably be too much luggage. But for the sort of trip Eleanor planned, she was travelling light. When she'd arrived in the hotel in the centre of the city just 2 weeks before Christmas, the receptionist had just nodded politely when Eleanor said she might need the room for more than the 3 weeks she'd booked beforehand. Nothing shocked hotel receptionists, even elegant elderly ladies with limited luggage who arrived alone and appeared to have no due date to leave. Equally, nobody looked askance at Eleanor when she gently turned down the invitation to book for the full Christmas lunch in the hotel's restaurant, and instead asked for an omelette and a glass of Prosecco in her room. After a lifetime spent in New York, a city where doing your own thing and not apologizing for it was almost mandatory, it was comforting to find the same behavior had traveled across the Atlantic to the country of her birth. It wasn't what she'd expected, truth to tell, but then it was so long since she'd been home, she didn't really know what to expect. On the plane journey, still reeling from having left her warm, cozy apartment and her family behind her, Eleanor had thought about the island she was about to see. She'd left over 70 years before in the steerage of a giant steamship.